This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Summer's here, and Nordstrom has everything you need for your best dress season ever. From beach days and weddings to weekend getaways and your everyday wardrobe, discover stylish options under $100 from tons of your favorite brands like Mango, Skims, Princess Polly, and Madewell. It's easy, too, with free shipping and free returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today in-stores, online at Nordstrom.com, or download the Nordstrom app.
This.
Yeah.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Rich Eisen. Oh, that's Susie Eisen Hilton.
With guest host Susie Schuster, live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Look out, Bailey Clark pushes Angel Reese.
It's just a good take foul, you know?
Earlier on the show, legendary sports radio host Chris Mad Dog Russo, Yahoo Sports senior NBA writer Vincent Goodwill. Coming up, host of ESPN's First Take, Stephen A. Smith. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster.
Hi, everybody. Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen. Thrilled to be here with you. I was here Friday with the women of women's sports, now exclusively on Roku Channel. Colleen Wolf was right there where TJ is. Good morning, TJ. How are you?
Great, Suze. How about you?
I'm so good. I was here Friday. I'm here today, tomorrow.
Taking over, you.
Might just be the rest of the week. Who knows? Hi, Mikey. How are you?
Good morning, Suze. How you doing? Good.
Christopher, how are you? Are you feeling any
so
better?
Good.
Hair of
so
the dog?
Good. Hair of the dog? I mean, I'm drinking tea. There's nothing in it. It's just tea.
Yeah.
Just tea.
Sometimes you can help yourself out by helping yourself out to get through a Monday show when you've been drinking all weekend.
Interesting.
You just keep the buzz going, no?
Keep it going. are we drinking tomorrow? Is that your way of like priming us for what's coming tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, please. That means I have to bring it. That means I will bring the breakfast foods. Start bench cut, croissant, donut, bagel.
I'm not asking for anything.
No, I'm asking you a question.
Other
start bench
the,
cut.
Let's see. What, a donut, croissant, bagel?
Yeah.
What's on the bagel? Is it plain?
Cream cheese. Don't be an idiot. Come on.
Ooh. I'm going to start donut. I'm going to bench bagel and cut croissant.
TJ?
I'm going to... This might sound controversial. I'm going to start the croissant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you are.
I'm going to cut the bagel and I'm going to bench the donut.
Mikey, you want to get in on this, Mikey?
Croissant is out.
Thank you, Mike.
Let me tell you why you guys are just a mess.
And
you
the
have
bagel
to ask,
is one. The bagel start.
Yeah, no, it's not. You have to ask, 100%. Where's the bagel from? Where's
matter.
The bagel from?
It's bagel, cream cheese, what? A little lox on it? Come on.
First of all, another thing, I've never had lox in my whole life.
Susie. Susie, come on. I'm going to get you one of those tomorrow. I promise you. I will stop.
I mean, I know you're from New England, but you went to college in New York.
Yeah. I know. No, I know.
Now, I don't like capers. The capers stuff, keep that off. The little Pete caper.
Off.
Was that English?
Yeah, it was not just get rid of
off.
It. Capers are, there's capers, nothing.
You always want to go first with a croissant, unless it's a New York City bagel or maybe
those
Sam's.
Those croissants you bring in are insane.
Yeah, they are. I know. Because I do nice things for you guys.
Thank you, Susie. Yeah, see, that's why
nice
I love you.
For you guys. Whatever. It's all good. Stephen A. Smith will be joining us soon. I hope so. I just see some bubbles over here. So now I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I hope so. Right?
Oh, you're texting him and you got the bubbles?
I got the bubbles
the
right
bubbles
now.
The bubbles is good.
The bubbles stress me out. I sit here waiting almost as much as reading the wins loss off of that laminated card that I'll never do again. It's so crazy.
It is hard to read that thing.
Yeah. It's really hard to read.
The color coding is great, though.
It's nice.
If you see the grid, there's a lot of colors and boxes.
But I feel like this big.
But I feel like everybody else knows how to read it better than I do. Then they're saying, oh, that's a road game. That's a home game. And I'm reading it, and I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, typically when there's an at in front, that means it's a road game. So week one, so Baltimore at Buffalo, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
It says at Buff, that means it's an away game, you know?
Yeah.
And if there's no at, that means it's a home game.
Is that right?
So Atlanta, and in the first box, it just says TB. So that means home game. Arizona at NO. NO, Susie, code for New Orleans. I'm just helping you read.
I thought it meant no.
I'm helping you read better. Helping you read better.
Please mansplain this to me more.
All right. When there's a pink box, that means it's Sunday night football, okay? Blue box, okay? Blue box, Monday night football. Yellow box, Thursday night. Green box, YouTube only, Brazil game. Okay? That's only week one. Got it? Later in the year, green box also means Christmas.
Did you guys pick up how he said got it to me?
So I'm really helping you out.
Did you guys pick up how he said got it to me? Did you guys pick that up? I'm just curious. Did you hear how there was an undertone in that?
That's your fellow New England fan right there.
Black box, and now I'm going to put this together for you. I'm going to land the plane.
Uh-oh.
Black box, Black Friday game, black. That's only one day. That's the day after Thanksgiving. See what I mean?
You shouldn't read that. It's too small, and it's not going to help you. Just read the printout that I showed you. That's the easiest thing to do.
Brown box, Thanksgiving, because the outside of your turkey is golden brown. You know what I mean?
I'm color coordinating.
I'm busy trying to work on the show here, okay? So you keep talking about how your brown bird's in the oven.
Why is it like pumpkin pie? To be hard, it's like pumpkin pie.
I mean, it's so funny. Are you trying to tell me to stay in the kitchen? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Are you trying to mansplain to football to me? I will take you down, my friend.
And I mean this about food. I've eaten your turkey before.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's great. I've been to your house several times for Thanksgiving.
It's and maybe if you're lucky, you'll have another invite.
Me and Marshall and your mom. It's
right?
Great.
That's how we roll on the Rich Eisen show. Hi, guys. Let's talk about Caitlin Clark for a moment. We will talk about this with Stephen A. Smith when he joins us in the next segment. And also, we will talk about this ad nauseum on this week's edition of Women's Sports Now, exclusively on Roku Channel with Renee Montgomery and Colleen Wolfe and Sarah Tiana, who is dumb enough to take up with you. I don't know what she's thinking.
Yeah, I question that every day.
I do, too.
Glad when I got home at 2 a.m., the lock still worked.
By the way, just barely, I would say. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese have taken over the airwaves when it comes to the WNBA, and it's great to have them back in play. Nice to have the WNBA back in season because, you know, I'm feeding on this right now. I'm loving it. I watched three games on Saturday afternoon, but the moment I saw that shove on Angel Reese by Caitlin Clark during the Sky game against the Fever, by the way, Tyrese Halliburton and a bunch of guys in there watching as well, boy, I thought we've got fodder because we just love watching these two go at it. And this has been since Angel Reese started showing off the ring to Caitlin Clark and saying, I got the ring and what do you have? There's been just those two have been chippy. Those two have been chippy, and a lot was made of it over the weekend, and it's gotten a little heated, I will say. The WNBA had to put out a statement because after the game and during the game, people were hurling racial epithets at Angel Reese. This has gotten very chippy and very controversial. Now, this is what I would say. I watched it. Looked like a little bit chubby. Aaliyah Boston came in. She got a tech. I think that Caitlin Clark did say that she would pay for that tech, but here's what the WNBA did say. The WNBA strongly condemns racism, hate, and discrimination in all forms. They have no place in our league or in society. We are aware of the allegations and are looking into the matter. Good Lord, people, why do you have to make this like, why do you have to take out your anxiety on these two girls that are bawling? Leave it off the court. Cheer on these two women who are playing lights out. They are on fire. Angel Reese, when she is under the hoop, no one's going to get that ball out of her hands. And Caitlin Clark put up a triple-double in her first game of the year in season. Good Lord, watch these two women dominate and get your stupid opinions off the court because nobody wants to hear them. Period. End of story. That said, watching them ball, bring it on. I love this rivalry. I love that we're all watching it. It feels like a little reminiscent of Bird and Magic. This is fun. This is what we want. This is what I want my kid watching. I want her to see this chippiness. We talk about lowering your shoulder and going to the hoop. I want her to see these two women out there bawling their heads off. So leave the jamokes at home. You got an opinion. I don't want to hear it. If it's crap and if it's racial, nobody wants to hear it out of your big mouth. respect the fact that these women are playing at the highest level. Appreciate the fact that we're seeing sponsors flocking to the WNBA. We are lucky and thrilled that sponsors want to be a part of us. Miller Lite, we love having them sponsor women's sports now. We are here to talk about ball unashamedly. And also, I want to see some physicality in the game. After the game, both women said it was a basketball call. And they buried it and they're going to move on. Yes, there is a history here. Yes, these two women have been at each other on and off the court, like little barbs. But this is called a rivalry. And it's okay. I think some people are uncomfortable with physicality of women's sports. I'm not. Fantastic. I love watching this. I was watching a game the other day. I was watching Kelsey Plum on the Sparks. And I was showing Taylor, this is how you lower your shoulder and go for the hoop. One, two, up. It's perfect. Physicality. I'm okay with it. And I think that everyone should be as well. TJ, what were your thoughts on watching over the weekend?
I mean, that in particular, you know, I've told you this. This is such a hot point, right, Chris? On anytime you mention those two, it brings out the absolute worst.
The worst.
In social media. And it's, you know, almost like you don't even want to touch it sometimes. But look, it is what it is. Physicality is part of basketball. Had there been two other women involved in this, you know, in the game after this, we wouldn't even be talking about this. But because it was those two, you know, everything gets blown up. You know, the magnifying glass is a little bit placed over anything the two of them do. So, look, man, I kind of look at it like this. As someone who did watch WNBA for years, if it gets people talking, if it gets eyes on the product, you know, then so be it. I hate what comes along with it. Mm-hmm. I hate reading the comments to the point where I just don't even bother with a lot of these stories because I know what's being said and the names, you know, and it's very weighted towards one side, this the vitriol and the hate. On the other hand, you could say, you know, sometimes was the reaction really that necessary to a basic basketball play? I would say probably not, considering there was a shove in the back prior to that.
Yeah, exactly. Before.
So, but, right, you know, those right, two right, have beef, apparently, you know, unless they're the two great actors who kind of get what they're doing. And look, maybe this is a work, as they would say in the wrestling world. I don't know, but I don't think it is. But, you know, like I said, it brings out the worst in fans. That's for sure. But hey, if eyes are on the product, I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, I just want to talk specifically about this play. You know, just watching this replay over and over again.
I mean, I was watching it live when it happened.
Angel Reese, two hand shoves the Fever player.
I believe it's Aaliyah.
In the back, shoves her down to get the rebound. Caitlin Clark points at the ref and says,
"Where's the foul?
What was that? Where's the foul? She shoved my guy in the back." Then makes a hard slap at the ball and Angel Reese goes down. And then the WNBA comes out and like condemns the play of Caitlin. Like, what are we doing?
Well, I don't think they came out and condemned the play of Caitlin.
They said it wasn't a basketball play, but she makes a slap at the ball.
Well, she did. There was a push, though. There was a shove.
I saw an angle. I think I sent it to you this morning. Did I send you guys the angle this morning, or did I send it to the other? Maybe I sent it to the other show. There's another angle from the other side that looks a little bit more chippy, one would say.
Yeah. Well, but her teammate got two hands shoved in the back.
You guys, this is a physical game.
It's a physical game. These are big women.
I mean, I love it.
Strong.
It just so happened it's the two, you know, two players with a lot of history here. The hate, in my opinion, just comes from one side. It seems like Caitlin Clark doesn't even care. And, you know, Angel Reese is...
That's not what we're talking about when it comes to the hate. We're talking about the
reactions. We're talking about...
Well, yeah, I'm not talking about the... I'm not talking about the fan. I'm talking about these two people individually. It just seems...
All I know is as a kid watching Magic Johnson and Larry Bird as a kid with a poster in the back of my door, those two were so good for each other. Those two built a whole world with their rivalry.
Well, it doesn't seem like these two are going to end up being friends like Magic and Larry were and are.
You never know. It's early.
Bird didn't want anything to do with Magic.
Right. Also, in terms of talent, they were on par with each other. It doesn't seem like that's the case here either.
Well,
that's the other thing.
But they're very different players. I mean, I think it's really hard. I mean, look, Caitlin Clark is a scoring machine and Angel Reese is a defender like with very few that can match her underneath the hoop.
Yeah.
They're look, different players.
Dennis Rodman wasn't out there because his game was aesthetically pleasing. He was out there because he was a monster on the boards. And
yeah, why was he out there again?
He was one of the greatest defenders of all time.
But he changed his game. Yeah. He was a 30-point scorer in college.
Well, in college, playing D2 or 3, I mean, you know, not Patrick Beverly put up 34 in college or high school. So, I mean, it's different. But Rodman is known as a defender and one of the greatest rebounders of all time. So
this is what I would say. I just don't want to have this one story overshadow the incredible games that were played this weekend and the season ahead.
I think you're going to be disappointed.
You think so?
I think that this is just going to be the story that carry every time they play.
I think you're right.
That. And then, you know, anytime one of them does something, you know, that the other side wants to hold up against the other one, you know, there's fan bases and they're going at it. And, you know, it's wild.
Look, I'm not saying that there was perfect ball playing in the WNBA this weekend. It's a fresh season. A lot of turnovers. I mean, that's the bane of my existence. A lot of unnecessary turnovers. But we did see some great games this weekend. So I'm excited for it. I'm excited for the Liberty, and I love watching the Aces. I mean, I'm here for it. I was thrilled watching that sold out crowd with the Valkyries. And I just think there's enough WNBA to go around. I just don't want this to become the only thing we're talking about this season. Yeah, there's so much to celebrate.
You consider, look, like,
I agree.
Kelsey Plum came out, had a 37 points in her debut. Balling.
Rihanna Stewart.
You didn't see anything about that.
Yeah. That's the thing is, like, that's why it's great that we have a show on Roku channel that we can talk about women's sports exclusively, because we have time to talk about the headlines past this. Mm-hmm. Because there were great games this weekend and great performances.
The Liberty, you know, started the defense of their championship with a big win.
Yep.
You know.
So we have a lot. We have a lot to discuss ahead. And Stephen A. Smith will be joining us soon. And, you know, we can have nothing else to do but play win-loss. Oh, yeah. So I'm just saying. While we wait for Stephen A., can we do a win-loss, guys?
Sure.
Let's do, who should we do? Do you want to do Cowboys? Do you want to do Panthers? Let's
not do Cowboys. You know, we usually let me do that first.
Well, what if we ask Stephen A. to do Cowboys?
No, it's not, because he's such a Cowboy hater. Well,
no, it'd be so much fun.
I guess if you want the views on the YouTube, for sure.
I do. I do, but I want to go Panthers. Let's go Panthers.
I'm going to roll my eyes so far.
North Carolina. I can't even tell what lines 1, 2, and 3 are about. Someone's going to help me out here.
Do we need better glasses?
Four.
Watch your mouth.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, did you say I need new glasses?
Yeah,
I like
he
these
said
glasses.
Better glasses.
Yeah, because you've been saying for 2 hours how you can't see.
Come over here and tell me what's on line 1 and 2. I can't see what's on. Oh, yeah, walk over. Actually, come.
I'm not going to walk over.
Yeah, you should.
You're getting real aggressive. Yep.
You are.
You guys.
All right,
Boston.
Let's go.
Boston, we love Boston.
Watch your mouth.
I love it.
Eric in North Carolina. You ready to
Eric is up.
You ready to do Panthers win loss?
I love this.
Yeah.
Boston. I'm Boston.
Brockman's out of line today.
I know. Suze,
what did I do?
Some sleep.
Suze, I better be coming Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Honestly, what did I do?
What did you do? You breathed.
You're on the yes list right now.
I know. I love it. All right, Eric, let's go. Ready?
Yeah.
Music, Mikey?
Yep.
All right. Week 1 at the Jaguars.
Ooh. Win.
Week 2 at the Cardinals. This is so much easier.
Win.
Week 3, home for the Falcons.
Win.
Week 4 at the Patriots.
It'd be a toss up. I'll take the win.
Week 5, Miami. Week 5, Dolphins.
I think that'd be a loss.
Week 6, Cowboys.
At home, it's a win.
Week 7 at the Jets.
Win.
Week 8, Buffalo Bills.
Loss.
Week 9 at the Packers.
Loss.
Week 10, home for the Saints.
Win.
Week 11 at the Falcons.
Win.
Week 12 at the Niners. Monday Night Football.
Loss.
Week 13, home for the Rams.
It's a toss up, probably a loss.
14's a bye. 15 at the New Orleans Saints.
Win.
Week 16 is the Bucks.
Win. No, loss.
Oh, a loss. You corrected yourself
there. 6.
Week 17, Saturday game, Seahawks. Is that Christmas? What is that? No. What is that?
Home game?
Something. Yeah.
Win.
Week 18 at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Loss.
10-7
Nice. 10-7 Can nicely done.
A proposal for y'all.
What do we got?
NBA trade. Mark Williams and a second round draft pick for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Take it or not?
No.
Hard pass on that.
Who's going to take that? Because the Hornets would do that, obviously.
Yeah. You know who won't do that is Milwaukee.
Does Bryce Young come with it too?
Yeah.
No, many more. Nope. You need many more picks and more players.
Nope. All right. Hard pass. But thank you again. Thanks again for calling in. Hard pass on that one. Can we take one more call before
Hold on. Before we do that, do you know what's in this bag?
No, what's in that bag?
A cheesesteak.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, God. I'm scared. How'd you get it delivered here? It's not easy.
Well, it's
what's in that? What's in the bag? What's in the bag?
I want you to take back that mean thing you just said about me.
I will not.
Well, he's not the one that ordered it. I don't know why, you know, you would take
back. Who ordered
it? You said.
Adam did. Did Adam do it? Yeah, Adam C. He did.
It was Adam's idea.
Oh, God. I'm so scared.
And he probably left the receipt on the bag, too, didn't he?
Mark, I want you to have my cheese fries.
Okay. It's a $12 cheesesteak.
You're not supposed to read all that.
Onions and peppers. I'll do whatever I want. Let's take a break.
You're getting feisty today, I think.
When we come back.
You're the one that's feisty.
Yeah, a little bit.
Gosh.
A little bit, right?
You can just say thank you.
Thank you so much, Adam. Thank you for getting me a Philly cheesesteak because these two jokers don't get me anything. So thank you so very much for that.
We're doing the show with you. And Adam was like, should we get her a cheesesteak? And we were like, yes.
Yeah.
By the way, women can multitask. I could order a cheesesteak and do the show. I just talked to Stephen A. Smith during the first hour. And what were you guys doing?
Oh, my goodness. What happened here?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Cheesesteaks are tearing us apart right now.
What are we doing?
Don't we have a break to go to Hoskins?
No, we don't have a break yet.
Oh, Susie.
We don't have a break yet.
Look at that thing.
Hold on a minute. Okay, I've never had one in my life.
Susie,
but it's all sticking. Wait, hold on. It's sticking to the
paper
here.
That's the point.
That's it.
That's the cheese. That's the cheese in the cheesesteak.
How many calories is in this thing?
A lot.
13.
Just take a bite.
Do I have to take more than one bite?
You want to.
You probably want to.
Mike is like, we can break any time now. All right, when we come back, I'll let you know how this cheesesteak goes.
Yes.
Right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Bite it.
Oh, that does not sound very good.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal check for traffic and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available Blind Spot View Monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. In the NFL, there's zero margin for error. As we all know, one single mistake can change the outcome of a game, a season, livelihoods, my goodness. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number knows all of that and makes it their mission to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And thus, you get a Sleep Number bed, you get the same exact thing. I feel it all the time. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it does make the world of difference because you can adjust your bed's firmness on your side differently than the other. And after working out for recovery, it's game-changing. That's just one of the things that makes a Sleep Number bed so awesome. It's why 95% of Rams players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can use your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. From streaming to shopping, Prime helps you get more out of your passions. So whether you're a fan of true crime or prefer a nail-biting novel from time to time, with services like Prime Video, Amazon Music, and fast free delivery, Prime makes it easy to get more out of whatever you're into or getting into. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to learn more.
Back here on the Roku channel, and Adam Chunwin, our call screener, heard me say I've never had a cheesesteak, and he had one delivered here. Now, here's the question. Is this organic? The answer is no. Do you have to put the peppers on? Can I try this without the peppers and the onion?
I eat mine plain.
Yeah, I eat mine plain, too.
I have no onions, but peppers I'll take.
Yeah.
What the hell's in this?
Cheese
and steak.
Cheese and steak.
Okay.
And then the bread. The roll. Yeah, the roll is kind of what makes it, too. The roll is really important.
First time.
Oh.
I mean.
It's pretty good.
I know, it's good. I used to always order from that spot.
It's really good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony, Luke's, Pat's, Gino's, put them all.
Oh, good.
Oh, Jim's in Philadelphia.
And Jim's, too.
Jim's in Philadelphia. You can eat three of those things.
What does it matter?
I know this was delivered.
Mike, we're here. Give her the ones from here.
I know.
I mean.
Give her some ones she can go to.
Of course he'll take that.
Of course I'll take it. We can split it if you want to.
No, I think that one bite's enough.
Wow.
Susie. Thank you, Adam. Mikey, if it's pizza,
you can get it.
Locks either. The fact you have
you want the sides? You want the sides?
Peppers and onions, kid.
You want the onions, kid?
Peppers and onions.
Hey, you already smell like booze. You want the onions and the peppers?
Oh, no.
You smell like booze, Brockman?
No.
A little bit, yep.
No.
No.
Got a waft in the makeup room, I'm just saying.
You don't smell like booze.
Not for nothing. I got
I
a little waft.
Had seven Powerades with electrolytes yesterday.
I got to tell you something. So if it's pizza, I'll eat it. I don't care. Like, what? I mean, it doesn't deep dish, thin crust, you name it.
Don't discriminate.
No. Cheesesteak, I'm not so sure I feel about that.
How can you not feel anything but joy about it?
See,
it's a very simple component. There's steak.
And cheese.
And cheese.
And a dynamic roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What makes a roll dynamic?
I don't really know, but some rolls are more dynamic than others.
I liked it. I liked what you said there, the dynamic roll.
Yeah.
Dynamic.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
What are we doing?
That's a great question. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen. The guys got me a cheesesteak, guys. I'm not sure if I'm going to stick with it or let it pass. That might be one maybe if I go to Philly and get it there, it'll be worth
it. So you can have one bite of that?
Yeah.
And put it to the side?
I'm a one bite person. Like I like to order like a three or four desserts, take one bite of each.
That's you know what that is? That's wealthy activities right there. That's wealthy people activity.
It doesn't have to be an expensive dessert, TJ. It could be like an ice cream cone.
Could be a cookie.
When we went to Ponderosa back in the day, we were able to afford, multiple desserts and having one bite.
I haven't heard of Ponderosa in a long time.
Stephen A. Smith can hear us, and he's like, what the hell did I say? I'm going to
Arthur Treacher didn't even have desserts, Mike.
Oh, the fish and chips. I'll get me some more.
Some fish and chips. You better eat all the fish and all the chips.
Chips, yep.
Stephen A., do you hear this conversation? This is like one of the dumbest ones ever known to television, but I'm going to ask you. Cheesesteak, are you yay or nay? I just tried one for the first time. Can you hear me?
For some reason, you sound a bit muffled. I hear you loud, just not clear.
That you would not be the first person to say that. I've been told that many a time.
All right, now I hear you.
Okay, good. So here's the inanity we're talking about today. The guys just got me a cheesesteak because I said I'd never had one in my life. Are you a cheesesteak, yay or nay?
I love cheesesteaks.
Yeah, Stephen, let's go.
They got to be made by the right people. So, they got to be like I'm particular, Susie. So what happens is, let's say for example, somebody gives me a cheesesteak, right? Okay, it's got to be on a hoagie, right? Mm-hmm. Which it usually is, but it's got to be toasted. If it's not toasted, I don't want it.
This was not toasted.
But it doesn't have, that's not good. If it's not toasted, right, and then it doesn't have any mayo, still doesn't taste right. Ugh. I need to toast it. I need some mayo, and I need some onions in there as well. And even though I don't usually like a lot of ketchup, I got to have some ketchup sprinkled on it. Without the ketchup, I can't do that either. So it's a combination, toasted bun, scrape a little mayo, not a lot, just a little mayo on the bread, little ketchup. With the in the midst of it with some with some sauteed or fried onions, and it's got to be provolone cheese. I don't want American cheese in there. I'll tolerate Swiss, but I prefer provolone cheese for the cheesesteak. I don't prefer provolone with a burger or anything, but with my cheesesteak, I prefer provolone over all of it.
I appreciate you using the word tolerate. You will tolerate the cheese. Now, here's where they went wrong here, and I appreciate the producing here. They wanted to see if I would actually eat this on the air, and quite honestly, there was a 99% chance that I would not. That said, it was not a dynamic hoagie. It was not toasted. It was some kind of mystery meat, which is this the color of a normal cheesesteak? It's like a questionable brown.
Yes, Suze.
Yes, it is. Okay. The color looks accurate. Okay. The color looks accurate.
There's some gunky situation of cheese that was sticking to the paper, and I said, that's not usually how I like.
That's good stuff right
there. That's good. That's how you know it's cheese.
My goodness. Yeah.
Cheesy.
Was there?
But that's with a cheesesteak, that's how it goes.
Okay. Was the flaw that they introduced me to a cheesecake from a place in El Segundo, was that the flaw to the plan here?
No, the real flaw was that they gave you a cheesesteak. So what they're really saying is that when you're not there, it's what they give your hubby.
They better not. They better not.
So now, not to dime them out, because I would never do that. Never do that.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would. You just did.
Mr. Rich Eisen, it appears Mr. Rich Eisen has a fetish for some cheesesteaks.
I say we've never bought Rich.
You don't need to be too many of those.
Let me fill you in on something with my husband. Okay, let me tell you. Okay. My husband is a child when it comes to food, okay? If it is in a package...
We all are.
No. This is like epic levels. Like if it's pre-packaged from somewhere from a questionable source and it comes in cellophane, he's going to eat it. So like American cheese, individual wraps, that's his jam.
Can I come to his defense just for a second?
Yes.
Just a second.
Yes.
You're talking to a guy that has changed my life around and has really prioritized my health over the last couple of years. But in the last 2 days, I ate Skittles and I ate Nestle's Crunchin' Bunch. I'm in no position to denigrate my man Rich Eisen to that point. Now I'm calling them out on the cheesesteaks, because clearly he's been slipping a few of those behind your back and your belly. That's clearly the case.
Right.
But... having said that, I can't throw him under the bus like that and act like he's alone in being childish with his diet, because as men, that's just what we do sometimes. We like the chocolate. We like the sweets. That's just how we are. It calms us down.
Well, maybe you can't throw him under the bus, but I can. And I will do it anytime I damn please. And it's about the jelly bean wrappers in the back of the car. Right?
You know that.
Right? I know where they're hidden in his office.
They don't know our history. They don't know our history. So, you know, I know how much of a general you can be. That's how you roll. You understand what I'm saying? You ain't no damn lieutenant, so you're a general. You understand? You run the show.
Sure,
that was when I was working with you. So could you imagine what you are at the home running the house?
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Oh, we understand. We understand, you know, we know that Rich Eisen's got rights about 5% of the time.
Right.
And other
than
that,
that seems high.
He do what he is supposed to do if he wants a happy home, because you ain't somebody that somebody should want on their bad side. I can vouch for you.
And I love you for knowing that about me. I love you for knowing that about me. Okay.
No, I do. I was telling you about that for years.
That's true. I get really happy when he's on the show with me. Let me ask you a couple questions. If you could be any basketball player that's playing right now in the conference finals on either side, who would you be?
For me, it would be Jalen Brunson, because he's playing at Madison Square Garden. I mean, I grew up in New York City, diehard Knicks fan all my life. To be at the Mecca at Madison Square Garden as the star player, you know, I mean, that would be it. But the reason it would be Jalen Brunson would be because it's New York, it's the Garden, that's his home. If I'm just looking at a skill set that I wish I could have, as skilled as he is, I'm an Ant-Man dude all day, every day. Anthony Edwards, the brother spectacular. I think he's Jordan-esque. I think he has that kind of potential. And I think that if he ever gets to a point where he's winning championships, we will be talking about him being Jordan-esque even more. Not his mouth, because he will talk smack to you. He will get in your face. He will let you know, not to say that Jordan didn't do that, but he's clearly more conspicuous with his demonstrative tendencies than Jordan ever was. But the thing about Ant-Man, his athleticism, his fervor for the game, his willingness to defend, not just score, and that jump shot that has vastly improved over the last couple of years to complement his athleticism, his ball handling skills, his ability to get in the lane, etc. Ant-Man is spectacular, and he is a showstopper. And I think that if he wins the championship, he will officially be the face of the NBA. And that means even to the in the stratosphere of a LeBron James and a Steph Curry.
Wow, that's a big statement.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But he will, because his personality demands it. See, Jason Tatum's a champion, but Jason Tatum didn't have that personality. Ant-Man has that kind of personality. And so if he were to win a championship, it's not just about him winning the championship, Susie. Last year he sent home Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal in the first round. He sent up Jokic and Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon in the second round. He lost in the conference finals to Luka and Kyrie, then came back this year and sent Luka and LeBron home together. Mm. And then obviously Jimmy Butler. I'm not going to say Steph Curry, because Steph Curry, when he was on the court, they won game one and he had 13 points in the first 13 minutes of game two before he strained his hamstring. So I'm not going to say Steph Curry, but he did send home Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green. And if he wins this series, he would be sending home Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who I believe to be the imminent league MVP. So if he did that, and then, Lord help us, he played the New York Knicks in the finals, and he beat New York to win a championship, I think it will warrant that kind of discussion.
Now, if you are a coach/GM, and you're building a team right now based off of one of these four teams, do you start with him, or who do you start with?
I start with Ant-Man. I mean, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is an upgraded modern-day version of George the Iceman Gervin, the Iceman George Gervin, who I love. Jalen Brunson is a superstar in this game, clutch player of the year. He's a closer. Tyrese Halliburton and the Indiana Pacers, led by a Hall of Fame coach and Rick Carlisle, they are to be highly respected. But Ant-Man is a different breed. I mean, when you think about the personalities might be different, but when you think about a Bird, when you think about a Magic Johnson, when you think about a Michael Jordan, he wouldn't be a Vince Carter if he won the championship, because Vince Carter never won a championship. You'd have to think about Kobe when you think about his willingness to play on both sides of the ball. I'm talking about Ant-Man here, because Kobe was willing to do the same thing for many years. Kobe was an elite defender. And so I look at those kind of things, the elements, the increments, the ingredients that come with being a face of the league and somebody you want to build around. I can't see how it can't be Ant-Man. On the court, he can give you 25 to 27 a night. He's willing to defend. He's a highlight reel waiting to happen every single play. And his personality is tops, is one of the top personalities, one of the top elite personalities in the game, which makes him incredibly, incredibly marketable. I don't see how you dismiss all of those things and say, I would take somebody else to be the face of my franchise. Not if he wins this championship. Oh, no, 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 no. It would be him.
You think the immaturity will be something that he puts aside? Kobe, as you and I both know, wanted to be the face of the league. He wanted that to be him. You and I saw firsthand, like when he and Shaq would bristle at each other because they both wanted to be the face of the franchise. So I guess that's my only pushback with Anthony Edwards. I want to see him mature and grow into the role, because I think I want him to be a role model. I want him to be the face, and I want him to want it.
Well, we have to be careful. You and I have had many, many discussions off the air because we've known each other for so many years. Love you dearly, girl. And we've had so many conversations. And a lot of times I've told you, sometimes it's reflecting on your past transgressions that make you highly hesitant to step mm-hmm. out front. So we don't know what he believes he has done or how he has behaved off the court in the past and what level of influence that may have on his future desires to be a face of the league. Because with being the face comes that scrutiny. And when that scrutiny comes your way, none of us want it. It's just that some of us run from it and some of us don't. But none of us want it. None of us. You don't want that heightened level of scrutiny because it's subject to interpretation. You might have done something negative, but in other people's eyes, it's heinous. And as a result, it also gives people a license to get in your business, which a lot of folks don't want happening. And so when somebody says to you, the face of the league, the face of the league, the face of the league, you're saying no, 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 because you don't want to invite the intention, mm-hmm. because you don't want the responsibility. That's entirely different than feeling as to whether or not you deserve it based on your exploits, your perform and how performative you are, and what level of results you register compared to others who might be deemed the face of the league. I believe he believes he's on that level. He just doesn't want to invite the scrutiny on a personal level that may come with it for whatever reason. And that's his right. But fans also have the right to say, we don't give a damn. We watching you play and nobody deserves it more than you. And that's where I'm at with it. And I'm looking at him strictly as a basketball player. I think he's a good dude. I'm quite sure he's not flawless because none of us are. But I think he's a very good dude. But as a basketball player, he is a showstopper. And I believe he is the face of the league and he should be.
Just a few more minutes with Stephen A. Smith, Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen. Is he going to hold the trophy? Who's going to put it up?
I hope not. I hope my Knicks beat them. But I will confess to you, I'm really clamoring for Minnesota versus New York. Now, in the interest of full disclosure,
show is rich.
You know, my travel, my travel arrangements are important to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, ain't no direct flights into Oklahoma City.
I hear you.
All right, not that I can find. Right, it's not winter anymore, so I'm not going to summarily dismiss Minnesota. Indiana's a great, great basketball town and stuff like that. But there's only so many times you can go to a Ruth Chris, you know, or Morgan Steakhouse or something like that. Look, man,
I get it.
I'd rather be in Minnesota. Well, I ain't even talking about the food. I'm talking about the cities. Mm. I'd rather be in New York than Indiana. I'd rather be in Minnesota than New York. But also, if we're being honest, most basketball people would clamor for that confrontation. New York versus Minnesota, Ant-Man at the Garden, Julius Randle and Karl Anthony Towns going up against one another now that one was traded for the other last summer. All of these things come into play for an epic NBA Finals, and I think that's what a lot of us would like to see. But Indiana and OKC, you can bet the house they're going to have something to say about them because both of them are good enough to take out New York and Minnesota.
We have a minute and a half left with you. And I'm sitting here, do I ask you about Caitlin Clark and do I ask you about Angel Reese or do I ask you to do the win-loss for the Dallas Cowboys? Because Michael Irvin did the win-loss. He predicted the Cowboys are going to go 12-5. Want to play the win-loss? It's fun.
Cowboys will go 9-8.
Oh, that was fast.
Right? Playmaker don't know what he's talking about. He has no objectivity. Don't listen to him. There's no objectivity whatsoever.
I mean,
sweating and throwing up his hands and trying to be demonstrative and bully folks into believing the Cowboys are going to win 12 games. And oh, by the way, it doesn't amount to anything because they ain't going to lose in the playoffs anyway. So don't even waste your time with that subject. What's the other question?
Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. Kind of sounds a little bit like the conversation you just had about wanting the spotlight. This is what I said about it, and I love it. I want to see them going at it. I want to see them playing physical. I want to keep this racist crap off the court where it belongs. If some jamoke wants to talk like that, then go home. I don't want to hear it. I love this rivalry. I am here for every single second of it. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, it's not a rivalry. Not when you're losing by 35 points.
That's true.
It's not rivalry. Indiana Fever's on a different level than the Chicago Sky. Let's get that out the way. Secondly, as much as we love Angel Reese because she is special, she's not Caitlin Clark as a player. Caitlin Clark is on a different level. We just have to own that. Angel Reese can rebound the basketball. She's a damn good player. She's got a bright future in the WNBA, but Caitlin Clark is next level. That's number two. Number three, Caitlin Clark's or Angel Reese's popularity in large part is attributed to her behavior towards Caitlin Clark. Because when Caitlin Clark was busy taunting opponents a couple of years back before LSU smacked Iowa around in the national championship game or so, it was Angel Reese that was clapping back at Caitlin Clark once it was Caitlin Clark's turn to have her come uppance. And that's what made Angel Reese famous. Now, Angel Reese experienced vitriol thereafter. It was tough for her to deal with, as she articulated, and that's unfortunate because we got some no-good-ass people in this world. And their definition of happiness is bringing you down to the level of misery they experience through every day. And so that's unfortunate. But in the end, the WNBA is moving upwards. Both of those young ladies are going to be incredible contributors to the product and the brand. The fan base should continue to love the WNBA and support the WNBA, as we all do. And racial animus exists in this world. And to a lot of white people out there, I've said this on many, many occasions. If you're not one of them no good bastards that would do something like that, feel something like that, say something like that, nobody's talking about you. Don't personalize it and embrace it as if black folks and other folks are lumping you with them. No, we know how to isolate. We know how to look at a Susie Schuster and say she's a wonderful woman. She's straight up. She don't play. She don't tolerate no nonsense, but she's a damn good woman. She's been my friend for decades. I love her. I know her. Compared to some white woman that might be a racist, okay? Or some white man that might be a racist compared to your husband, my buddy, Rich Eisen. It's ridiculous. We know how to decipher and distinguish the difference between no good people and people who are really, really good and loving people. And as long as we continue to be that way, those folks will be on the outside looking in, wishing they were us.
That's right.
We'll continue to march forward doing what we do.
Steven, I love you.
Love you too.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it so much. Let's go to break. When we come back, we'll wrap up this show. Clear up these phone lines.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
Pro baller Alonzo Ball for BuzzBalls, ready to go cocktails, take 12.
BuzzBalls just dropped their biggest blue balls.
Script says biggie's blue balls, Alonzo. Take 13.
Blue balls just dropped their biggest BuzzBalls.
Let's try a vocal exercise.
BuzzBalls, biggie's blue balls, BuzzBalls, biggie's blue balls.
Big balls just dropped. Get blue balls this season with BuzzBalls.
Please drink responsibly. BuzzBalls available in spirit, wine, and malt. 15% alcohol by volume. BuzzBalls, LLC, Carrollton, Texas.
When you showed up in Steelers training camp, who was Mean Joe there? Was all those guys there?
Yeah.
Blunt?
But I never, you know, he was defense, I was defense.
It was like the Hall of Fame coming to life in that spot.
Well, no. Okay. It was the next year, really, that they really got the recruiting going.
Okay.
You know, that was all the guys that made those Super Bowl teams.
Are you saying you were the dead weight?
I think I might have been dead weight, yeah.
And how did Chuck Knoll cut you? What did he say to you?
He called me in, you know. Okay. I went to the office and brought my playbook. So I knew, you know, I was going. And he couldn't have been nicer, by the way. And you know, he was complimentary. You know, he said, you know, look, you're a tough kid, but, you know, you're trying to learn the position. I had never played. We didn't have outside linebacker in the college I played for. So it was the only position I, reasonably could have played. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't have, he didn't have time. He said, look, it's my first year, too. So he said, I can get you down with the Eagles. The Eagles are desperate. And that would have gone, you know, rental car straight down 80, you know, to the.
Yeah.
And he said, but it's got to be, you got to tell me right now. And I said, I'm done.
You knew it that you didn't want to go play for the Eagles?
No.
Why?
I don't know. It was a spur of the moment. I had knee problems. I was, to be honest, sick of football.
Who was the best football player that you ever lined up with or against?
Roger Staubach.
When did you play against him?
I played against Roger Staubach when I was at Youngstown State University, and he was at Pensacola Naval Station doing his 6-year bid.
Wait a minute.
This is a great story, right?
Yeah.
You know, they do that. He graduated from Annapolis, won the Heisman, went down there, and played football for 6 years.
You're playing against the Pensacola...
Naval Station.
Yeah. And then out trots Roger Staubach?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
He was their quarterback.
That's not
fair. These were high-scoring, close games.
Did you rush him? Did you get him? Did you take him down?
I tell you the truth. I rushed him.
Mm-hmm.
I got a hold of him. I spun around one time on his leg, and he just kept wiggling his leg free, and then he threw a touchdown pass. I hit him illegally out of bounds once. And got a 15-yard penalty. And they had a guy, their middle linebacker was a guy named Lynch, who was a naval boxing champion.
Yeah.
Who I think one of his brothers played for Kansas City.
Okay.
The Lynch brothers.
Sure.
And he wanted to kill me, you know, because they loved Roger.
Of course.
Know.
So you almost started a brawl by hitting Roger Staubach out of bounds?
I was just so tired of chasing him. And he just stepped out of bounds, and I thought, no, I've been running 25 yards now, you know.
Yeah.
I just kept going.
15 yards on Ed O'Neill.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Chris, can you come over here and get this, please? Because
you don't want
this
it
is
anymore?
Making me so
come
sick
on.
To my stomach. Get over here. Adam Chudwin, thank you for ordering this Philly cheesesteak, which I will never eat ever again, unless I'm in the city of Philadelphia. Take that away, because it stinks in here. And I'm just saying.
You don't like the smell?
No, it smells gross over here. It smells like a locker room over here. I know what that smells like. I'm just saying, it smells like a locker room. I appreciate it. Like, I think it's a great
it's
idea.
Great.
I think it's a great
idea. I don't think
idea.
He did appreciate it.
No, I so appreciate it. At least he got me something.
Cheesesteaks were on the house. I mean, that was like a group thought.
Yeah, it was a group thought.
Was it a group? Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Adam's the best.
Make it a pizza next Adam, time. No one will be talking.
But you probably not want that either, though.
Oh, my God. Pizza? No, I had it for dinner last night. Vito's.
Get me some
anytime.
Vito's. Get me some Vito's.
I'll have a pizza every single day. Let's take John in Texas. Hey, John. How are you? Cowboys win last. You ready?
How's it going?
It's so good. We've got a minute to go. We're going to power through this. Are you ready?
1 minute. Go fast.
Yeah, here we go. Week one at Philadelphia Eagles, Thursday night. Okay. Home for the Giants.
Win.
At the Bears.
Win.
Home for the Packers.
Loss.
At the Jets.
Win.
At the Panthers.
Win.
Home for the Commanders, 30 seconds to go. At the Commanders.
Loss.
At the Broncos.
Win.
Monday night Cardinals at home.
Win.
Bye. Then the Raiders on a Monday night.
5-4.
Win.
Week 12, Eagles.
Loss.
Chiefs on Thanksgiving.
Loss.
Detroit on a Thursday.
Loss.
Vikings at home.
Loss.
Chargers.
Loss.
At Commanders.
Win.
At Giants.
Win.
Fantastic.
7-10.
Is this guy even a Cowboys fan?
Maybe he's a realist.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. the Mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
Take my 30 years of experience. Take the wisdom and knowledge I've learned from the failures when I got sent down my rookie year, all the injuries I had to overcome. Your mind is the most important tool you have in life. Be relentless. Keep charging. It matters how you talk to yourself, how you look at the world. That matters. We talk about that. I don't know. I'm fired up. Baseball's back, and it's going to be incredible. I love it.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.